This morning, we're talking to Meg Foster. Central Lakes College in Brainerd continues their Cultural Thursday series. It's at noon at the Chalberg Theater. Meg is going to talk about Russia. In the summer of 2017, she studied abroad for 9 weeks in Moscow, and she interviewed scientists for her research on Soviet space race propaganda, the role of women in space and science. Meg is a senior at the U of M studying astrophysics and physics, and she joins us now. Meg, thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's go back a little bit. When did you get interested in space and physics?
Well, I have been wanting to be an astronomer since I was 9, so that's been my whole life. But this study abroad opportunity was a really cool thing, and I wanted to try to keep it related to astronomy. So that's what kept me into space, and I've always just thought studying the universe was a fun topic. So
what do you mean by the Soviet space race propaganda? What does that mean?
Well, the first woman in space was a Soviet woman in 1963 named Valentina Tereshkova, and in the United States, they were kind of competing to send the first woman in space. And the Russians beat them to it, but the first woman, Valentina Tereshkova, I wanted to know what the impact of the first woman in space was to a society like that, thinking, you know, it would be like a feminist movement, maybe there would be, you know, more girls in science or something like that. And to my dismay, it was quite the contrary, and because of the, like, socialist ideology that Soviet Russia had recently had and like still has today, most people thought, you know, it doesn't matter that she was a woman, it was just a citizen. So the propaganda aspect was interesting to me because the Soviet government had kind of advertised the fact that she was a woman to the rest of the world, and that's how we received it. But in reality, through all my interviews, I had no one tell me that she was, you know, crazy significant or impactful, in particular for women. For other reasons, yes, but...
Wow. So how have women been in space in Russia since that time?
There have only been one per decade, actually, since then. They've only sent 3 women since then.
And why is that? Do you know why that is? It's a crazy question, but do you know why?
That was my question as well. So in 1963, that was when Valentina Tereshkova, was her mission. And then they declared, oh, this is great for women, emancipation of women, and then they didn't send another woman until 1982. I don't know, actually, that was not very conclusive, but just, it was kind of like almost a fragility argument that a lot of testing isn't done on women. They'll test men first for isolation tests, physical tests, but they don't study women a lot, and this is true all around the world in the United States as well. There's not a lot of physical strain tests done on large groups of women. So when it comes down to who should we send, there's a lot more data about how men's bodies respond to various, you know, forms of physical exertion and things like that. So in the end, it's mostly men that get to participate in things like the space programs.
You know, I find that very interesting because not that long ago, several weeks ago, they talked about the U.S. Getting women in space in the United States they don't have very many suits. They have like 2 suits for women because they, you know, they're not following the woman's body size. You know what I mean? They weren't big on top, but they were small in the middle. And I think in a way we've failed as well as in this area, because that's kind of crazy.
That's exactly. I saw that news pop up on my phone actually. And a similar thing actually happened in 1965 in Soviet Union, where the first group of female cosmonauts that were training, there were 5 of them, of which Valentina Tereshkova sort of won the pick. But 2 years later, they were going to have an all-female crew with 2 women, 1 commander and 1 pilot. And the spacesuit manufacturer, Zvezda, said, "We're not for an all-women's crew, so we refuse to make the suits."
Wow.
And so that ended up being canceled, and when I saw that happening in 2019 to NASA astronauts, and one of them being replaced by a man, it's just sad to see history repeat itself.
Yeah. It's Meg Foster. She's a student at the University of Minnesota in astrophysics and physics. You can see her speak today at noon at Central Lakes College in Brainerd. It's at the Chalberg Theater. Do you have hopes for the future for women in the U.S. in terms of space?
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah, I think the more science is done on women, just the better it'll be.
You know, we have a guy that's name is Aaron Wenger. He taught physics at Itasca Community College, and he's been a big proponent for getting women into engineering and into science. And it's gotten better, but it hasn't gotten to the level that he would like. Why are not enough women going into the science fields like you are?
Yeah, I think that's also a good question because it is a problem, and I think the biggest issue is there's not a lot of role models. When you see people who look like you, you know, doing professions, all sorts of professions, it normalizes it, and it makes you think, oh, I could do that. But, you know, when you just see not a lot of women in fields, there's just this subconscious sort of inclination to think, oh, that's, you know, not something that most girls do, so maybe I'll like something else better. You know, but really there's no reason women shouldn't be anything they want to be. So just that mindset and changing it when kids are young, and hopefully as more women go into science, that will change rapidly.
Meg Foster, do you want to go to space?
Yeah.
You know, I have a prediction that space, like commercial space travel, will be prevalent in the near future. So as an astronaut, maybe not, but I think someday I would like to go to space.
You know, I don't know if you know this or not, but you have a big responsibility. When I listen to you, you just give me great enthusiasm and energy. You are going to have to be a role model. You're going to be a role model for a lot of young girls.
That's the highest compliment.
I think that's something you should take on full, you know, to change the world.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
That's Meg Foster. If you want information on her speaking today at noon in Brainerd, you can call us. You can also, if you aren't able to make it, you can watch it on the Central Lakes College YouTube channel. Is that right?
Yes. Yep. There's a link for it. I'm not sure how to tell you the link.
Yeah.
But
we'll put it up on our Facebook page so people can get connected there. Okay.
Cool.
Meg, have a great day. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, you guys, too.
Yeah, let's do it again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Bye.
KAXE, KBXE, we're connecting you to not just local events, but the future.
I had goosebumps. That's just wonderful.